The South Korean military says North Korea has fired another missile off its east coast into the sea, just as President Obama hosts a summit in Washington on global nuclear security. The missile launch was the latest in a series carried out by Pyongyang that has exacerbated tensions in the wake of North Korea's nuclear test in early January. From Seoul, here's Steve Evans.
The missile launch came shortly after President Obama met his South Korean and Japanese opposite numbers in a big conference in Washington to discuss nuclear proliferation.
President Obama has had talks with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the sidelines of the nuclear summit in Washington. The White House said they discussed the shared effort to defeat the Islamic State group in Syria. Tens of thousands of supporters of the Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, have taken part in nationwide protests against a campaign to impeach her. The rallies are part of a fight back by the president, whose popularity has fallen because of the country's economic crisis and a long-running corruption scandal. She has rejected accusations of budget irregularities. Her predecessor and ally, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is also under investigation for alleged money laundering. He has denied the charge. A new report says more adults in the world are now obese than underweight, and there is almost no chance of meeting a global target to reduce obesity. Scientists say that four decades ago, being underweight was a bigger problem than obesity, but today that situation has dramatically changed. The co-author of the report, Majid Ezati, said processed foods were largely to blame.
More and more people are eating highly processed foods. It's much more costly to eat healthier fresh foods than processed foods. By processed food, I don't per se mean sort of a food that is prepared and packaged, but just carbohydrates that are highly refined.
Police in the Indian city of Kolkata say it's unlikely that more survivors will be found in the wreckage of a partially built flyover that collapsed on Thursday. At least 24 people are now known to have been killed. Justin Rowlett reports.
This morning, specialist rescue workers pulled yet another body from the rubble of shattered concrete and the tangle of steel. The official line, they don't expect to find any more survivors. But here in Kolkata, they still haven't given up all hope. What people want to know is why what should have been a fairly straightforward construction project ended in such terrible disaster.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The company operating Brussels Airport says it will partially reopen today, 10 days after the suicide bomb attacks, which killed 32 people there and at a metro station. The company said that following repairs to the departure hall, the airport was technically ready to operate at about 20% of its normal capacity. The first flights are not expected before this evening. The front-runner to be the Republican candidate in the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump, has made a surprise attempt to improve his increasingly strained relations with party leaders. Mr. Trump visited the Republican National Committee in Washington. Earlier this week, he angered the party's establishment by backing away from a pledge to support whoever wins the nomination. Some of the biggest names in rock music have paid tribute to David Bowie at a concert in New York. Bowie died in the city in January at the age of 69. From New York, here's Nick Bryant.
The irony of this tribute concert was that it was planned months before David Bowie's death and unexpectedly became a musical memorial, held at the Carnegie Hall on the very stage that he made his New York debut in 1972. Stars like Debbie Harry, Cyndi Lauper and Michael Stipe performed his legendary hit, Starman, Life on Mars, Rebel Rebel. Another memorable moment, Heroes, the song that David Bowie performed at a 9/11 memorial concert in New York and dedicated to local firefighters.
A viola player is suing the Royal Opera House in London for ruining his hearing and his career during rehearsals of Wagner's Die Walküre. Chris Goldscheider says his hearing was irreversibly damaged by brass instruments placed immediately behind him. The Musicians' Union says hearing damage is a major problem for musicians playing in orchestras. The Royal Opera House denies it's responsible. Around a quarter of its players suffer hearing illnesses. BBC News.